Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Who are you?
We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight movie night.
Get used to disappointment.
We are the Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K.
Two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not-safe-for-work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies.
Hooray.
Today is Saturday, July 4th, 2015. Happy Independence Day to, really just everyone in the U.S.
Yay.
Everyone else?
Happy Will
Well,
Smith
happy
movie.
Independence Day anyway.
Happy Will Smith movie to everybody.
Nice. Very nice. No, we decided not to go with the Will Smith movie. We are going with the Mel Gibson movie. Thank you very much.
Okay. The creation of the country, and then that was the choice, the creation of the country movie or the destruction of the country movie.
Oh, and I am Miranda Janelle.
I'm that fracking cat.
Oh, it's still your line, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry.
every week, Kitty.
I got distracted by something again. I wanted to make sure the feed was gone, and I forgot my ear
squirrel
buds. Yeah. Oh, well, if you want to interact with the live show, send us a tweet at Movie Nights Pod.
Dude, screw that. Join us on Mixlr.
Yeah,
that's how you're listening to us anyway. You know, if you're on our website, just click the link. All you have to do is set it up with your Facebook account or use a username and password, whichever you prefer. And then you can join the live chat.
Johnny White Trash is there.
Johnny White Trash is there. And yes, this thing is indeed on, sir. Turn the volume up to 11.
Can you not hear us?
No, it looks like we're coming through nice and strong on, you know, at least on the main output on Mixlr. No.
Maybe if I talk this far away, it's
dude, come like on. Come on.
But when I get closer to it like this.
There you go.
Can you hear me now?
just give the microphone a little kiss.
Come Mwah.
On. Come on. No, come on. Kiss it. Dude.
Okay, what?
I'm
not going to kiss the microphone.
I said kiss
it, watching.
Not molest
That's
it.
That's creepy.
No, just a little. Come on.
Smooch.
No, come on.
You're
come on,
watching
come on.
Me. It creeps me out.
Make love to your mic. Come on.
Not with you watching.
Get nice and comfortable.
Sicko.
Come on. Open up a bottle of wine.
Ribbit.
Come on. Just you know, put the cork in nice and gently and then apply the right amount of pressure and then pop.
What the hell are you going with this? Oh. Now the wine bottle is involved with it?
Yeah. Come on. Show your microphone a little bit of love.
Can I pet the microphone?
No, you. Oh.
It's a good microphone.
Sounds like a euphemism.
Ew. Okay, there.
Oh, come on! Now
I wasn't gonna do it with you watching. That's weird.
Come on, you're that fracking cat. I'm. Well, frankly, what does SEEB stand for? Come
Controlling
on.
Bitch.
And what's a bitch?
Controlling.
No. Come on. A female dog. I want to watch. It's
okay. You lost me on that one.
Because the dogs, you know, they watch while
the
you're
female
intimate.
Dogs watch.
No, just the dogs in general. And and if I'm a bitch, that makes you know you're the cat. I'm a bitch, so okay. I guess I want to watch. That's how, right? That's
okay.
How this works, isn't it?
I'm not sure anymore.
See, Johnny agrees. Dogs do want to watch.
It just weirds me out because, well, okay, I'll go ahead and say it. One time I was with my brother in a bar, and I was trying to talk to somebody, And he was watching me. My brother was watching me as I was trying to, you know, talk someone up, but it started creeping me out. I got freaked out. So that didn't end up. Nothing happened with that, but it did. It creeped me out. He was watching me.
Okay.
I don't know why. Maybe he was fascinated or something, but it just creeped me out.
All righty.
I don't even like people at work watching me work. I had, you know.
You're a very secretive kitty.
Yeah. I work better when, you know, no one's around, no one's watching. And that sounded weird, too. Moving on.
Okay.
I just creeped myself out.
You know, I hit the button already.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm just making sure that the stream is working.
The stream's working fine. Trust the technology.
Didn't we have a discussion about trusting technology?
Can we just do the show?
Okay, go for it.
All right.
Since we're here, we might as well do a show.
Well, we've already started. Well, frankly, we didn't finish our flick pick.
No, not yet.
We got started a little bit late. It is currently playing right now. Although I wish we had the subtitles turned on, you know.
I guess you could do that.
If someone could go get the PlayStation remote, that would be very handy. our flick pick is The Patriot. The what year was that? 2000? Yeah. Just get the remote and get back. Wait, what are you doing? Silly kitty. Yeah. You were muted.
Oh, I said, hey, Diana's out there.
Yes, she is. See, they hear us just fine.
Okay. You know me, I always want to double check to make sure.
All right.
We've had things happen before, so it makes me paranoid.
You don't need to worry about that stuff.
Okay. I worry about everything. I'm a cat.
Yeah. Hey, why do you got an unsent tweet?
Oh, because you sent a tweet right before.
So I had one ready. I'm faster than you.
No, I just had one ready, and you sent it out right before we started. Usually you're saying, have a tweet ready. So I had a tweet ready. I got tweet blocked by you. I'm hashtagging that.
Oh, all right. Johnny says that he watched Born on the 4th of July in honor of Southern friends.
I was going to try to find that today. It wasn't on Netflix, but and I don't have it. I don't remember the last time I watched that movie. I just wanted to watch it because other people were watching it.
I'm guessing it was a 4th of July past.
What, when I wanted to watch that?
When you last watched it. Because isn't that like the one time a year that you... I mean, that's not a watch multiple times per year movie.
Yeah, I think it was just on one of the movie channels when I was back home. So, I don't know. It may have been on the 4th.
All right. Well, our flick pick for the evening is The Patriot, starring Mel Gibson and Heath Ledger. Oh... As well as Jason Isaacs, Chris Cooper, Jolie Richardson.
I don't really know how to say that guy's name, but he's been in a lot of movies.
Shanky Cario.
Okay, I'm going to go with that.
He usually plays a Russian guy.
Yeah.
Russian components, American components. All made in Taiwan.
Different guy, but yeah, I get it.
Wasn't that him?
No, that's...
Oh, yeah, you're right. Shit. That was from the Hulk. Not the Hulk. Well, yeah, Armageddon, but...
The guy's name I can't remember right now. And now it's going to bug me.
It's bugging me too. I'm completely blanking on it.
I know him mostly from Fargo. He was the one of the... kidnappers. Spoilers, whatever.
Okay.
Oh, Jason Isaacs was was in Armageddon 2.
He was?
Not Armageddon 2, like a sequel, but he was in it also.
Like Armageddon again? Did you get his name yet? Come on. It's like right there. I can already see it.
You can?
No.
Who is he?
Oh. I don't know. I'm very squirreled at the moment.
What the hell is he?
Who cares? Is it really bothering you that much?
Yeah, a little bit.
Look
in Fargo.
It's just...
Okay. So, it doesn't matter. There were other people in this movie, too. Like Tom Wilkinson.
The guy in this one is... Is he French? I don't remember. It's been a while since I've watched this one.
Peter Stormare. That's who you were thinking of.
Yes.
Okay. Now I can go about my life.
There we go. But he was in one of the Marvel movies, wasn't he?
Hulk was Tim Roth.
I know Hulk was Tim Roth, but wasn't he in one of the Marvel movies? Or am I just way, way off base tonight?
I think you're way off because I don't remember him in anything.
You're going to make me look him up now, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're
at least you know what name to go for now. So.
So the Patriot, directed by Roland Emmerich.
Yeah, he's done a lot of big movies. He did Independence Day, didn't he?
He did Independence Day. Okay. I was waiting for that.
Wow. He's thinking of it.
So pretty much we were bound to choose one of his movies today because the other one that we tossed out there was indeed Independence Day.
Maybe you had the same thought I did.
By the way, that was a lot of fun on Getting Geeky when we were talking about detonating nuclear devices in the upper atmosphere or in space. And I started wondering, since we have international agreements not to do that, if Independence Day were to occur and we were to detonate a device on an alien mothership...
Oh damn! I should look.
Would
the
person
chat.
Who gives the order be considered a war criminal? It was a fun thought.
Yeah, I think I added a little bit to that in text or tweet something.
I don't remember.
I should have looked at the chat earlier. Johnny had the name of the guy.
Nice. This is how you fix problem on Russian space station. Yes. Yeah.
Said he also played Satan. I don't know what movie that was, but okay. It seems appropriate. I think he could play a good Satan.
Yeah, I could see that. I've seen him in so many things, and I always get confused.
Yeah, he's that guy.
Yeah. Anywho, so the Patriot.
Yeah.
Set at the Revolutionary War.
Yeah, all the fighting that takes place.
Yeah.
Before the creation of the country. Was this takes place during or right before the Declaration of Independence? Because they mentioned that it was being written up at the time, and then it's hard to
right
tell
at the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was hard to tell because in the meeting at the beginning of the movie, they talked about it being written up in Philadelphia, and then I think in one of the letters after that, they were talking, they said many seasons had passed, mm-hmm. and I think it had been a couple of years, so it's hard to tell what the timeline is.
You can see how much the little girl, Susan, grew up from the very beginning of the movie. She was a lot smaller.
Okay. Yeah.
I got the impression that
think they waited?
No.
Oh, she just grew that fast.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't remember how old that little girl was, but she was just a tiny little baby. She wasn't a baby. I take that back.
She's gonna be like
just in the very first scene when her aunt was holding her or bringing her to the father.
Oh yeah, okay. She was
really tiny.
All right, yeah, I see what you're talking about now. I never noticed that.
Oh, all right. Well, we are at the point where they are getting recruits in the tavern. And I think this is when we first started seeing Donald Logue in this. I always remember. He's one of the standout performances.
Yeah, I think they got him from the small town. Didn't they? Yeah. What is Heath Ledger? Gabriel Martin. You know, Heath Ledger.
Uh-huh.
He went into the small town and recruited everyone from the church. I think he was part of that group.
Okay, well,
they got the rougher guys from the tavern, which I thought that was cool. When Mel Gibson and Jean Villeneuve, that's the character's name. I'm not going to try his real name. They walked into the bar and he said...
The French guy.
Yeah, the French guy. And he said, what did he say? God save the king or something. And they all stood up. They were all loud and they just went quiet.
Yeah.
And started throwing shit at him and knives. That's a good way to find out who's on your side. I know. Yep, those are the right people we want.
Okay, so this DVD that we're watching right now, this was among my first DVDs. It was this and The Matrix were the first two DVDs I got, and I got them the same day.
Really?
Yep.
That's cool. I think this is one of the first ones I actually watched on DVD, and I think I rented it from a Blockbuster. I remember that because I think I kind of hit my toe, one of my toes really bad. I think it was broke or something. I can't remember, but I had to soak it in Epsom oil, salts and all that crap. But I think this was right after I got a DVD player, and it was just one of the movies that I got.
Okay.
That I rented. It's just because I'd never...
We totally lost our energy, huh?
No. Why?
I don't know.
I was just thinking back to when I first watched this movie, and yeah, it was one of the first DVDs that I watched. And I rented it from the Blockbuster, if anyone remembers that.
I do remember Blockbuster. It was, I'm trying to turn the thermostat back on.
Oh, okay.
There we go. Yeah, it started getting hot in here. Both of us were getting distracted. Alrighty then. It's a nice warm evening.
Yeah, it's not bad. But Leon Rippey, they just showed him. He's in a lot of movies too. But his name I always remember. I don't know why, but he's been in a lot. He's been that guy too.
I just remember this wasn't the first time I had seen Heath Ledger, but it was when he was really starting to stand out as an actor.
Wasn't in before this, he was in that 10
Things I Hate About You.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never seen it.
I think that's the first thing I saw him in.
Oh. Okay. No, this was the first thing I've seen him in. Oh, look, Odo's in this.
Wait, what?
Odo? Him, the preacher.
Oh, okay.
Renee.
Yes. Oh, my God. I never made that connection before.
Oh, yeah. Well, he doesn't have the makeup, and, you know, he's got actual facial features.
Holy crap. That's awesome.
I remember that dude from Benson. And no one knows what Benson is. Hey, Marianne said her first two DVDs were The Red Violin and Chocolat.
Nice.
Is that how you say that? I'm not just going to say chocolate. Squirrel.
Oh, alrighty. Oh, I just really enjoy this movie.
Yeah, it's one I'll go back and watch.
It's very, very fictionalized, but still enjoyable.
Yeah, they use
the scene where he's just utterly desperate at the loss of his child.
Yeah, I did like the moment where you could see him go from a father to a what he turned into. It just, you know.
He was furious, you know. I was cracking Mad Max jokes.
Yeah, damn.
He was running down Fury Road, man.
He was.
He was a road warrior.
I said Mad Max with an axe.
Oh, but then he, yeah, when he just goes nuts and the kids see it, and then later the kid having to deal with like, I was glad.
Yeah. Well, they did go in and burn everything. They burned his house, took his workers, and killed all of the people they had been taking care of, all of the revolutionary...
Well, that, and he just got to rescue his big brother, you know? He saw an injustice, and...
It was messed up.
Yeah.
Those guys in red are mean. It's because they're wearing red. They're angry all the time.
It's really just... what's his name? Malfoy.
Lucius?
Yeah. I can't think of a single movie I've seen Jason Isaacson in where he didn't play a detestable bastard.
Armageddon. He was one of the engineers. He was kind of a... No, I don't think he was a jerk in that.
I don't remember him.
He was the one who talked about putting the firecracker in your hand. You know, and what's it going to do when you have your hand closed and when you have your hand open, what's it going to do when you... Remember they said that he was one of the smartest guys?
I need to watch that again.
Yeah.
I haven't watched that in a while.
Apparently. I love you, Harry.
A lot's happened. Yes, that I remember. You know.
That'll always stand out for that movie.
That and...
Batman yelling the John McClane.
Nice, Kitty. Very nice.
I love getting my movies mixed up. That and
Aerosmith.
Oh,
the song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never be able to think of that song anything. Wasn't that a Michael Bay movie?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was in it. He had like a little cameo.
Well, was he one of the engineers as well?
He was one of the NASA guys, yeah. And they said they were going to move the Hubble. I think he was the guy who said that. Or they said it to him. I don't know. I just remember him turning around in a chair and that was it. That was his little part in the movie.
Well, we should do an abbreviated show.
What about Armageddon?
No.
Oh.
No, just like tonight because fireworks are going to start going off soon. You know?
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Boom!
We can go up to the roof for the Disneyland fireworks and then the fireworks... Wait, are the Angels home tonight?
I don't know.
I didn't even think to look.
That earlier.
Well, but they'll do a show anyway. Oh. I think. They should.
Well, Ratland is going to be doing theirs.
Disneyland, well, they do every year.
I know, but they usually do their fireworks probably like 10 minutes from now.
Yep. That's why I was saying we should probably do an abbreviated show because we got to go up to the roof.
Oh.
So, no, they're in Texas. Huh. Okay. I have no clue if the stadium is going to do anything.
If they're lit up, probably. I don't know.
I didn't even think to look. I really didn't. I'm so used to there being a game.
Oh. I don't know.
Hasn't been a question the last 2 years. All right. Well, I really don't know what to say about the Patriot. It's
just a fictionalized account about the Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
Johnny says, "Don't leave us."
Don't leave us. Yeah, but he's never Johnny. Fireworks are lame. No, he's never seen them. On the 4th of July. They always do something special every year. They're worth seeing. Disneyland puts on a hell of a show. So fireworks have been going off for hours here. First year legal in New York. Yeah, they were going off quite a bit earlier when I was over at my parents'. It was an interesting event, actually. There was a helicopter flying around. Looking for a missing child. And they were announcing over a loudspeaker. And it was incredibly audible from the helicopter. They were flying around saying that they were looking for a missing 9-year-old boy. He was last seen riding a black and blue bicycle.
Huh.
Yeah. I've never seen the Anaheim Police Department do that.
Well,
so, of course, I pulled out Periscope.
You had to Periscope it? Are you going to Periscope these fireworks going off then?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, at least we won't really leave everybody then.
Yeah, that certainly works.
Sorry.
What's up?
Distracted by...
Well, then, if you're going to be distracted,
no,
read
I just
it.
Didn't want to say that one. Oh. I just couldn't help but laugh.
Okay, then.
I did one night at work when I usually sit in my car at lunch, you know, and one of the helicopters did fly over, and you could hear them talking to the radio or whatever. I wasn't paying attention right away. I think I was listening to something, but you could hear them, and that was the only. I wasn't sure.
She's sewing them into a bag.
That's weird.
Well, they got to make sure that, you know, their daughter remains virtuous.
Yeah.
It's better than iron underwear.
Yeah. He's got stained teeth. He's got inky teeth.
It's just, this movie's a fun watch.
Yeah.
It's,
He's scared of an octopus in his mouth.
It's oh, weird. Yeah, the ink tea. That's Mary Jo Deschanel.
Okay.
Zoe Deschanel's mom.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I noticed the name earlier when I was looking up the cast, and I was going to ask if there was any kind of connection. I guess there is. Did not know that.
Yeah, she was in The Right Stuff also.
Whoa.
These are like the two things I really remember her from.
I don't remember The Right Stuff all that well. I've seen it, but...
You don't remember it all that well? We got to watch it again then. It's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, I know. You talk about it, but it's not one that I've seen over and over again. I've seen it maybe twice.
You should see it over and over and over again. Like, just watch it 3 times in a row. It's that good.
3 times in a row?
3 times in a row.
I don't think I've done that with any movie, really. Well, no, I can't think of any movie that I've watched over and over like
that. Just think of all that Jeff Goldblum.
He's in that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Damn, he was young then.
He liked to run a lot. And he'd always bring information just after other people knew. It's called Sputnik. We know.
It was a delay.
No, he was always running to the meeting, and then he'd bust in, make the announcement, and then we know.
Sit down and shut up.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so I'm not sure what to do now.
How many times have you seen The Patriot?
At least a dozen times, I think.
Well, seeing as how it was one of my first DVDs, I've probably seen it in the 20s.
Okay. I don't think I've seen it that much, but probably close. I don't know. It is one I'll real.
It's one of my favorite Mel Gibson movies.
Yeah, it was before he went crazy.
That and What Women Want.
That
I love
was
that
good.
Movie.
Yeah, I don't think I have that one, but I have seen it. And I've watched that one more than once. It was good.
Now she's got the black teeth.
Yeah.
I love that. There were... Oh, I love seeing the grin and... You know, with the black teeth, he's just all happy. It's
Mel Gibson doesn't say a word. He notices the teeth and he just kind of looks away.
I'm having one of those moments where it's just like, I like this movie. I don't know what else to say. I start thinking about the rest of the movie and why I like it so much, and then it just gets overwhelming. I know I'm an idiot.
With a microphone.
Yeah. And I'm still hot. What the hell?
I don't know.
How long was that air conditioner off? Jeez. It's just the humidity. That's all.
Oh.
I get really uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's been wicked humidity or whatever here. You said the other day, what, it was 80 or something?
Yeah, it doesn't usually get that humid.
Seemed pretty normal in Texas, I guess. Especially now. The next couple of months, it's going to be really bad. It'll be as high as the temperatures are. It's really nasty.
It was almost as high as the temperatures were. I mean, it was in the 90s that day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where I get uncomfortable, hot and humid.
I'm just going to go off somewhere else just because of the... Bong! Uh-oh. That wasn't your ear ring hitting the...
What were you saying? What were you saying?
I just remembered something because Marianne is here.
Oh, yes.
You said something.
Marianne had a present for you, and I had actually asked if he wanted to open this on air, because I was given a warning.
Okay.
Here you go. This is for you.
Oh.
What is it? Tell the people what you got.
It's a little bear with a bow tie.
Uh-huh.
This is Stuffy Bear.
It is a Stuffy Bear.
Okay, that's neat.
Little brown fuzzy bear. What's he got there?
He's got a scroll, I guess. Is even an announcement?
I asked you if you wanted to open it on the air, and you said yes. There you go.
Am I supposed to remove it?
What do you think?
I don't know. I didn't know if it was something that was there or glued. I didn't want to break it.
He's unraveling it.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
That's it?
Yeah. I mean...
Oh, I thought you were going to read it.
Oh.
You don't have to.
I don't think I can read it.
Okay, then don't.
I mean, I did read it, and I don't think I can actually read it. I mean, I would want to, but I don't think I could. Sorry.
I was warned that it was feels inspiring. So.
All right. I will. Thanks, Marianne.
She's great, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Apparently, I can't stop hitting my microphone. I don't like it at this angle. This is why I don't like changing things. Alrighty. Anywho, I think let's just run through the stats. Maybe that'll inspire something else. Wait, what the hell's going on here? Okay, here we go. 2 hours and 45 minutes. Yikes, The Patriot. I knew it was long, and we started way late. The budget was... $110 million estimated?
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. That makes a hell of a lot of sense. I mean,
look at the costumes. And
Not just the costumes, the effects, the sheer number of people that they've got with the choreographing of CGI, the battles. I don't think so.
I mean, not like the people.
Remember,
they had
this came out in 2000. It's...
Well, they had Lord of the Rings back then, and
yes,
they had all of the CGI people, but...
Yes, but a lot of the stuff from that era, you can see the effects today.
Yeah, well, and the clothing. I mean, they put a lot into that, too. You can tell.
The costuming is fantastic.
They did have shit blowing up and burning, and so, yeah. I could see that.
I think it's largely practical effects.
Good.
I'm sure that, you know, like the explosions are probably enhanced by CG. I mean, we'll know for sure when we actually, you know, see the credits and see if the, you know, how big the effects department is.
Yeah, if it's if it lasts more than a minute, yeah, they put a lot of CGI into it.
It's like a lot of modern movies. It'll, you know, you'll just be watching the credits and the CGI effects, you know, just keep going and going and going. And, you know, when like back in the 80s, it might be like two lines.
Yeah. The guy, you with
know,
the lighting.
And then in the 90s, it start, you know, it ramped up to a whole 20.
I like watching the older movies, like from the, you know, 40s and 50s,
mm-hmm.
when they put all the credits right at the beginning, and it yeah. lasted like 3 or 4 seconds.
And then the movie would just end.
Yeah, just the end, and closing music, and that was it. No stingers back then.
All right. So, estimated $110 million. Opening weekend, it did $22 million. And overall, wow, it barely broke even at the box office. $113 million.
That's surprising. I thought it would have done a lot better than that.
It was released June 28th, 2000, so just in time for the 4th of July.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, something of a... All right.
It probably did better on DVD.
Well, critics gave it a 62% on Rotten Tomatoes, and the audience gave it 81%, so...
Critics don't know everything.
They're, yeah. The audience likes it.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
It's kind of... You know what? 81% is just about right. It's one I really enjoy watching, but I think there's a reason why I'm... struggling with something, coming up with something to say about it.
Yeah, it's definitely ha- it definitely it's just, has the rewatchability.
Yeah.
I like that word.
It's a good movie. It's not historically accurate, so that's, you know, it, you can't have that action. Well, actually, you probably could.
Well, I'm sure a lot of the, you know,
but
if
anything,
you wanted to be historically accurate, it'd be boring. Like, okay, we're gonna
no,
fight.
No, historically accurate doesn't have to be boring. There's a lot of fantastic stories.
I'm just basing it on my history. That's boring.
I mean, it is it is based on actual events, but
yeah, based in that era.
That's you good. Know, this was the first thing I remember seeing Tom Wilkinson in.
Really?
Yeah.
The first thing I saw him in was The Full Monty, and you saw a lot of him in that.
Nice.
More than I wanted to see. He's not bad looking for an older man, though. I'll give him that.
I love the scene with the dogs when, yeah.
Oh, when he finally takes off and...
And he whistles and the dogs come running.
Well, I like when they start, he leaves and they kind of, you know, they're lying on the floor and then... They stand up, and he's like, no.
Yeah, yeah. No. Stay here.
Yeah. You're his dogs again.
He likes them better than Cornwallis.
Yeah.
They're patriotic dogs.
They're humongous dogs. What are those? Those are Great Danes.
Yep.
Yeah. Those are named accurately. Those are huge dogs. Those are horses.
Yeah, you can ride them.
And I like how he goes in there, and he admires the chair, the rocking chair. Because that's what he was doing at the beginning of the movie, building rocking chairs. Not very good at it yet, but he does.
Yeah, the entire pile of broken rocking chairs.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll get it one of these days.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, I think that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
Oh, as always, that's Nights with a K.
You sound so bummed.
I don't know. I was looking forward to this. I always like doing the show.
Do you want to keep going?
Oh, that's up to you. I mean, I already hear things exploding outside.
Yeah, I know. We should go watch the fireworks.
Okay. With a K.
Alrighty, well, we are listed in iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, and a few other podcast directories, but we're also on SoundCloud now.
Oh, that's right. You didn't even mention that you've really done a lot to the website.
It's not and just the website. I've been, yeah.
Because that's where we do the live show at midnight Eastern and 9 p.m. Pacific. And that's at midnightmovienights.com, where you've really upgraded a lot of things.
Yeah, I did.
Way to go, Siebes.
Thanks.
That's awesome.
I've had an amazingly productive day yesterday.
Yes, you did.
Alrighty. Well, we are doing the live stream on Mixlr now. In fact, I don't even have the old like stream or anything up anymore. And no one seems to have noticed. So, yeah. On Twitter, we're at Movie Nights Pod, and if you need more than 140 characters, our email address is contact@midnightmovienights.com.
And we want to thank Mr. Brad Raven for our logo, and at Judge Funky Boy, Tom Sherlock for our theme, and DC Cantel for our segment intros. And we do have a couple of new followers.
Yes, we do. Bryce DeShazzo, Erica Hunter, 46536, and Skrilla X King.
Okay.
Thanks for following us.
Thanks. And yeah. Thank you for listening.
Indeed. Alrighty. I suppose I'm still Miranda Janelle.
I'm still that fracking cat.
Hey, Kitty, let's go watch some fireworks.
Okay.
Remember.
What's going on here?
What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm hitting buttons too soon. I think you said talking is hard, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, and apparently pushing buttons is hard too.
No, running with it and not accidentally hitting the button the second time, causing it to skip forward. That is hard to avoid. Yeah.
Remember the 5th of November.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Go away, Baton!
Midnight Movie Nights.
I hear stuff exploding.
Okay, let's go see what we can see then. Wow, that is close.
Yeah. Alrighty. Yeah, because I've got the interview with Andy Weir tomorrow morning, too.
Yeah, that's right. In the morning? So,
I'm a little I'll admit, yeah, I'm a little distracted by that.
I'm looking forward
to hearing. It's going
to
be my first interview, so.
Well, I guess eventually it'll be a flick pick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's really cool. All right, let's go watch some fireworks.
Boom.
Cow.
No.